So let's review. Our shir began with additional cases of suffix relating to chametz that we compared to other halachas. Tzavar echad shel chametz lefanav beis bat and bedukin. We have a pile of chametz from which we see a mouse take a piece into one of two homes that were both searched already, but we do not know into which home it was taken. This case can be compared to shnei shevilin, echad tamei v'echad tar, two paths, one of which is tamei, and two people each walked in one of the paths. If they each ask a shayla separately, they are both declared tar based on safik tam rishus aram sfikar tar. Any doubt about tumah that arises in the rishus aram, we assume to be tar. If they both ask at the same time, we have to declare them tameh because they cannot both be tar. Alav al chaver, if one of them asks on behalf of both of them, there's a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yosi midamili levas achas. It's like when they ask together. We have to declare them tameh because they cannot both be tar. Rabbi Yehuda midamili lezachar zeh. It's like when they ask separately. Rashi explains that the chacham tells him you are tar based on safek tam rishus aram and sfikar tar. He will understand that the same applies to his friend. Of course, the chacham cannot say you're both tar. The same halacha would apply to these houses, since because chametz is midrabanan, a suffix is pater. The halacha will depend on whether the shayla was asked about both houses separately or simultaneously. Suffix al, suffix loyal. If we're not sure whether the mouse went into a house, this can be compared to hanechnes labika b'maysag sham, one who enters a plain full of fields where one of the fields was tamei, but the person does not know which field he had entered. Now, during the growing season, the field is a rishus hayachid because people may not use it as a shortcut because they might trample the produce. Generally, safek tam rishus hayachid tamei. Any doubt about tumah that arises in the rishus hayachid, we assume to be tamei. However, in this case, Rebbe Eliezer mitahar. This person is tar. Shahi Rebbe Eliezer oimer safek bia tar safek magad tumah tamei. Safek tamah rishus hayachid tamei does not apply when we are not certain if the person even entered the field. It applies only where he certainly entered the field, but we do not know whether he touched the tumah. V'chom metam. This person is tamei because safek tumah b'shus hayachid tamei applies even in safek bia. In our case of chametz, where bedikas chametz is clearly only chiv d'rabanan, we would certainly be lenient. Al ubadak v'lo yashkach. If we saw the mouse go into the house with chametz, we searched and did not find any chametz. This would be subject to the machlekes Remeir v'rabanan about a case where we know of the presence of tuma. Remeir says, lo'olam hu b'tumasai ad sheivadalach ha'tuma hechani. It remains tuma until we know clearly where the tuma went. While the chacham hold that once we have done a thorough search, we can assume the tuma is gone. The same machlekes would apply to chametz that we cannot find. Olu vadak v'ashkach. If we saw the mouse bring chametz into the house and then we find the chametz, this is subject to the machlekes regarding sadish never bakever hanichnas l'teicha tamei. If the place of a known grave was forgotten, the entire field is considered tamei. Nimtza bakever hanichnas l'teicha tahar shani oimer kever sha'avad hu kever shenimtza divi rabbi. If a grave was found, we assume it is the lost kever and the rest of the field is tahar. Pshamim li'olimer tivade kala sadekula. We must still check the rest of the field. Perhaps there is another kever. The same machlekes would apply to this chametz that we found. Haniach tesu matzayud. If he left 9 pieces of chametz in the house and then found 10 pieces. In a similar case of meiser sheni money and finding more money, Rebbe holds all of it must be used as meiser sheni money because we assume the original money to be here plus some additional money. Here too, he need not make another bedika because all his 9 pieces are here with an additional piece of chametz. Chachamim hold hakoel chulin. All the money is regular money because we assume somebody came along, took the entire Maaser Sheni money, and left other money instead. Here too, he must make another bedika because his original 9 pieces are possibly missing. Hiniach yura mutza tesha. If 10 pieces of chametz were left in the house and only 9 were found, is subject to the same machlekes. According to Rebbe, he only has to search for 1 piece because we assume the original pieces are here, only 1 was taken. According to the Chachamim, he must look for all 10 pieces because we assume all were switched for these 9 pieces. Finally, if chametz was left in one spot and found in another, it is subject to a machlekes in a similar situation regarding tumah. According to the Rabbanan, he must make a new bedika because we are concerned that a mouse took the original piece and we cannot be certain that this is that piece. According to Shimon ben Gamliel, no bedika is required because we assume that the person absentmindedly moved it and it is indeed the same piece. Amar Rava, Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. If we see a mouse going into a house with a piece of chametz and then find crumbs, tzarch bedika, it must be elsewhere. The mouse did not eat it because mice do not typically leave crumbs. In the same situation with a tinnik, a child, ein tzarch bedika, we assume the child ate it and left crumbs. Vayi Rava, achber nichnes v'kikar b'fiv, v'achber yetze v'kikar b'fiv mau. Rava asks, what is the halacha when the mouse goes into the house with a loaf and then leaves the house with a loaf? What about if they were clearly different mice? What if a mouse went in and a weasel came out with a loaf? What if a weasel comes out with both a mouse and a loaf? In all these cases, do we say ein tzarch bedika because haino hayda al v'haino hayda nafak? We assume it is the same loaf. Or it's a different loaf. Teku, all remain unresolved. Bai Rava, kikar b'shmei kaira. When the loaf is on top of a beam, do we have to get a ladder to take it down because it might fall down and someone might eat it? What if it was deep in the butter? What if it was in the snake's mouth? Again, we end in teku. Zok the Mishnah, b'yuda imer, b'itkin er yadalad, or b'yadalad shachars, or b'shas abir. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, all agree that we do only one bedika, preferably on the evening of the 14th. If he did not do it then, he should do it in the morning. If not, in the sixth hour when he engaged in burning of the chametz. The Chachamim add the afternoon of the 14th, according to Rashi. According to Taisus, the Chachamim add the afternoon plus all Yom Tov and even after Yom Tov, so that he does not eat chametz on Yom Tov or chametz she'avar lava Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it is best not to do bedika in the afternoon or during Pesach, because if he finds chametz, he might come to eat it.